Spirit Radio Podcasts.
There was a piece of research in the papers earlier on the week, probably no surprise part of it, that says, look, children are spending more time online. And just, it's so hard, isn't it, to manage with so many of you working at home, trying to homeschool, all that sort of stuff. But one of the things that was worrying in the report is that children as young as 8 years old have their own smartphones. So not ones they're borrowing off mum and dad, and social media profiles. And one of the things that it showed was that the most popular apps between these children, between 8 and 12, most of them, you're actually meant to be over 13 before you're even on them. And I guess there's a reason for that. So on the line to help us navigate our way through some of these issues, we have Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online. Graham, morning to you.
And to you, Wendy, hi.
Well, let's start with that. Just one of the stats in this piece of research was that 92% of 9-year-olds, 89% of 9-year-olds own their smartphones, and 92% of 8 to 12-year-olds. So the vast majority at this age own their own devices. Is this a positive thing?
No, but it's just how it is, and that has changed hugely over 3 or 4 years ago, when it used to be kids 11 and 12 in this country, 5th and 6th class, maybe 4th, but now you're seeing it pushing all the way down to senior infants and first, where phones are being used. Can't do much about it, and if you give a kid a platform, they're going to put things on it. So the only thing there is education. We can't stop it. It's against the law. You shouldn't be doing it, but none of this matters when you're tired and you just want your kid to be quiet. But you can manage your way to a better usage habits. But that's about all we're left with. Government is giving no help. Data Protection Officer didn't even come out and say very much about Safer Internet Day. So we're on our own, but the good news is you can do things about it.
But if we're on our own, Graham, does that not mean that it's really hard, I know, as you say, especially during this pandemic, but is there a difference between a child who has access to a tablet or something for a certain amount of time and like an 8-year-old that has their own mobile phone?
Yeah, but you know, that's so 2008. I mean, we need to move past that. The thing is how to manage it. We are in this pandemic. The TikTok and Snapchat has driven, and gaming like Fortnite has driven kids to these platforms. The best thing now is to make sure your kids are doing other things as well, imposing time limits, and making sure that they use these things properly. But most importantly, not to be doing it all day. And there's great tips on our website on how to do this. But I would almost give up on the race, the race to stop kids using phones. The next race, and the one we have to win, is making them use it better and taking advantage of the internet, and not the other way around.
And what about this piece of research, Graham, that is showing that the majority of these kids, and we're talking about 8 to 12 year olds, they're on apps. So the most popular, I think, is TikTok, you know, WhatsApp, Snapchat, House Party, Instagram. Many of these you're meant to be, say that you're over 13 to be able to access them in the first place. So as you say, in the absence of kind of legislation, kind of in asking these companies to make sure that there's better protocols in place, what can parents do about it?
Not very much, but they have to. It's an educational step, and unfortunately it means proactive parenting, and that means a little bit more effort, and we have to challenge the kid over the amount of time that they're spending. Parental control is a great thing. Screen time on the iOS phones, that's the Apple iPhone, there's a thing called screen time in settings, and you can set up limits there. Within TikTok, for example, if your kid is using TikTok, find the digital well-being option below privacy settings and limit her time to, say, 60 minutes a day or 40 minutes a day.
Okay, so you can limit the time. Let's take TikTok as an example. What about the content?
TikTok's a nightmare. The content is vile, and everybody ought to know that.
Yeah, and this is the thing that really worries me as a parent, because, well, there's two things when I saw this. One of them, and I think a lot of parents would be the same as me, Graham, one of the apps I don't know anything about, at House Party, what's that? Where you feel like, or, you know, Snapchat was really popular, now I'm not up to date. TikTok, I have been on. Some of the stuff is vile to anyone of any age, and of course it works by an algorithm, as far as I understand. So now, thankfully, my TikTok, for example, is full of recipes. recipes and pregnancy tips and all house renovation, boring stuff to kids. Yeah. But obviously, a child, a 9 or 10 year old who's seeing other stuff, many of it which might be inappropriate, it's just going to keep showing that. And can we control it at all?
Well, what I would urge, by the way, Snapchat has not gone away at all. Snapchat is right there in the middle still. It's Instagram that's feeling the heat on this, and YouTube. And we know that from the talks this year, 2021, that our talks team does. We know that Instagram is being pushed away. Snapchat remains there. This thing, I would urge everyone listening, if you don't know what TikTok is about, download it onto your phone. It's really super easy to set up, and that's probably the issue. And just
sure, you don't even need an account. I'm able to look at TikToks, and I haven't even had to put in an email or anything. I just downloaded the app, and that was it.
Yeah, and just be surprised and be prepared to be surprised with when you swipe up from bottom to top with your index finger, you're going to see the video feeds, and they're appalling. And when they don't know what you're interested in, they're especially appalling. And they use the most popular ones. And, of course, teenagers are the ones that are most popular, the biggest group of users. So, therefore, they will feed in all this rubbish. Girls dancing around, armed Garda raids, actual armed Garda raids with shots being discharged, that sort of thing. That's what your 6-year-old is going to see until TikTok figures out what she's interested in by her choices.
But just to be clear, Graeme, for TikTok in particular, there isn't a kind of parental controls on that, that you can't say don't show this type of content. So it is
true of Snapchat as well.
Okay, so it is one maybe, I mean, as a parent listening, you might be extremely unpopular, but that it's just a no-go app for children of this age.
If you can stop it, that's way the best thing to do. If you can't stop it, make sure the privacy settings are set up so that TikTok is friends only, and don't let TikTok suggest your account to others. And importantly, there's a feature in it that folks need to know about called digital well-being. Slide down to that. Not that it makes a great deal of difference, and switch on restricted mode. I don't think that really works, but at least put it on. But Wendy, the one you just jumped on a minute ago, put on the time limits. And if you had parental control as well, I would urge people, particularly as kids are using these apps, to buy some parental control for about 40, 50, 60 euros and limit and block what kids are doing. So set like 40 minutes a day or 2 hours a day, whatever you want, but not too much. But it actually works in TikTok, and the kid will then have to come and ask you for more time.
Is there a way, Graeme, if your child, let's say a parent who's listening is going, oh my gosh, my 10-year-old, my 11-year-old, whatever it is, has a smartphone, right, going to put the parental controls on it. That might stop what they can view and stuff. Is there other things they need to be aware of in terms of trying to monitor that child's smartphone?
Yeah, take a bit of time if you're setting it up so that they can't make changes like downloading new apps without you putting in your password and that sort of thing. And make sure they can't use other browsers. Parental control is pretty good, and especially the paid for ones. And even starting with screen time on iPhones, which is a standard feature now, just find the screen time option in settings and click that on. And the worst thing is you'll see how long you're spending yourself on the phone, which is up to 7-8 hours a day yourself. But yeah, unfortunately, this requires a little bit of proactivity from the parents. But telling your kids and laying down the rules is a great first start, and being tough about it.
Which is hard, but worth it when you consider. I don't know if it was you, Graeme, or someone else on air who said, you know, giving your child a smartphone unmonitored is like sending them down Grafton Street with €1,000 tied around their neck. You know, it's a dangerous.
No, it's worse than that. It's like you would never in a million years bring your child down the Reeperbahn in Hamburg or into the red zone in Amsterdam and let her wander into any of those. And you wouldn't even bring her down there at 9 o'clock in the evening. So it's far worse than having £1,000 tied to your wallet or whatever in Grafton Street.
Another scary analogy. What about some of the other apps that came up in this research? What is House Party all about?
House Party is basically a party tool. It's a kind of similar to Zoom, but it's party oriented. And so it seems to have really taken off with young 20-year-olds and teenagers. And they do all sorts of drinks challenges on it. But it's an app for parties. so okay. that people in various different locations can party together.
And is it and how is it monitored? Is it only people that, you know, in other words, if my child is on this house party app chatting to their friends, can other people get on it that they haven't invited on?
Again, privacy settings. And Wendy, do you know what was interesting? The other day, I was just looking at something and I went to re-download TikTok just to refresh my account and to get rid of the old one. And I saw that the App Store from Apple had, even though I typed in TikTok, had actually got House Party above it. And that was the first suggested product. So, Apple, that is shameful by Apple, and they should be told off for that, because House Party does not have a good reputation, but clearly it's drawing a lot of downloads, and it's being promoted by Apple in their store and Google in theirs. House Party is not highly thought of, and it's one I would be asking your kids not to download.
And it seems, I think for parents, Graham, often we can just feel overwhelmed by not just the apps that are out there that you're trying to keep up with, but even, for example, there was a story earlier on this week kind of warning parents of a particular challenge going around on TikTok called the headphone challenge, where you wrap headphones around your waist and could be really dangerous. But it almost seems like every day, every hour, there's a different kind of danger to try and keep up with.
Yeah, well, indeed. And far worse, a week and a half ago in Palermo in Sicily, a 10-year-old child came to a tragic end when she filmed herself doing a silly online challenge, which unfortunately ended her days. And the Italian data processing officer, or whatever she's called, but it is a lady, she banned TikTok from harvesting user data from all of the Italian TikTok users who were who TikTok know to be underage. And she has referred the matter to our, because the TikTok offices are based here in Dublin, so she's referred TikTok to the Irish Data Processing Office, or Data Protection Commissioner. So, I mean, that's something I would strongly urge parents to be aware of this. Tell your kids to use their common sense. Do not do any online challenges or so-called viral challenges, and make sure your kid knows to use their common sense. Ice buckets and throwing burgers at each other are fine, but anything stupid, make sure your child is aware of this, and that she should not do, or he should not do, anything silly. Common sense is the most important thing on the internet. Wouldn't do it in the street, don't do it online.
Yeah, it's a good rule of thumb, Graham. As always, thanks so much for your advice. That's Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online. There's great tips on their website and advice on different kind of things that you can get in regards to parental controls. BeSecureOnline.co.uk is the website.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.